People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, and tonight we have a Monday Night Raw review. As you guys know, this is my favorite time of the year for WWE and Survivor Series. Reason why, it's my birthday time. Can't wait. Survivor Series coming to you November 22nd. My birthday. Can't wait. Let's dive in to the Raw Go Home Show to Survivor Series 2020.
I'm gonna like go to Survivor said, Series.
Go home episode to the Survivor Series. We got Drew McIntyre coming out to the ring. He's ready to address Roman Reigns. He's ready to address Randy Orton. He's ready to address Bray Wyatt. Anybody who wants it can come get it from Drew McIntyre.
Champion. But I am also thankful. Pierce, last Monday night on Raw, I am thankful that being fined. I have been fined more than any other WWE superstar that's for a longer amount of time than 80%. Want to know why?
Orton shows up on the big screen and he's talking about, you know what he's thankful for. Pats on his shoulder, that WWE
that
Championship.
It
they're talking the trash to each other. Then we get the and Miz and Morrison coming out. Orton, they're trying to intimidate Drew McIntyre on his big championship match
Mr.
night.
Money in
not about
bank.
To happen. Drew McIntyre's having
in
none of it.
Favors to sit front row.
Weeks, what I've done to both of you. Imagine.
Change is hard to deal with. And I know. You know, a legend, the possibilities of change are, and if it does, it night will be
hilarious.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, because he's afraid of us. Because even Bray could be by cashing in that Money in the Bank contract anytime, anyplace. And
unfortunately, there is only one
through.
Change is
coming tonight. Don't know the difference. Can actually be a patient man.
Chip!
I could do it with a warm-up right now.
After title match, with anyone with a face. I don't deserve a title match. The one laughing all the way to the back.
Wow, we finally get an Asuka sighting. Shout out to my favorite female wrestler, Asuka. Glad to have you back on Raw. Sorry that you're in this garbage feud here. That six-woman tag team match between Asuka, Mandy Rose, and Dana Brooke versus the tag team champion Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, and their little lackey, Lana.
Shayna will get out of the ring.
Lana is legal and goes after the Raw Women's Champion.
Oh, Lana can do this.
Here's the cover and a kick out by Asuka.
Was not feeling this match. So glad to have Asuka back. I mean, what is she doing? She's the Raw Women's Champion and she's just out here catering to these jobbers. Not really feeling that she needs to be held on a much higher level.
And now the Asuka lock. This was inevitable. And a tap out by Lana to the Empress.
And look at this, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler making no effort to help.
The Survivor Series match and the inner team turmoil between Team Raw and the ladies team. Lots of stuff going on here. We know Lana, she's been getting her ass beat every week by the tag team champions. Not going to change here. Asuka gets the win. I'm going to give this match 1 star.
I'm actually really proud of you. You showed a lot of courage tonight. I'm not going to completely change it. Welcome to Team Raw.
Come on, let's go, ladies. It's over.
You're great. Jump. You're on Team Raw now.
It's over.
Here.
It's over. Let's go. Thank you, ladies. It's over.
No. I just when I thought Lana actually earned Nia Jax's respect, it's more the same.
Throw the announce table.
Next up, we had the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship match between the New Day and my favorite stable in wrestling, the Hurt Business.
On a tag made, Alex Alexander to meet Woods.
I am loving the chemistry that these two teams are showing. Shout out to both teams. You know what the New Day can do. They've been the best tag team in the 2010-2020 era. Shout out to the New Day. Love the chemistry that Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander are showing. I know at some point they are going to defeat New Day, but tonight, not happening. New Day gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 3 stars.
Xavier has a prime. Watch out. Whoa, right to the face of Alexander.
Hey, wherewithal of Xavier Woods now turning his attention to Shelton Benjamin.
Trying to get the legal man back inside the ring. Very smart here by Woods. Trying to make a statement to the Street Profits.
Xavier Woods has been here before, Tom, and he knows what it takes to win championships.
Oh, missile drop kick. Cover on Alexander for the titles and a kick out.
Woods knew you can only win this match by pinfall or submission. That's why he made sure he got Cedric Alexander back inside that ring.
MVP putting a lot of faith in the newest addition to the Hurt Business. Now Alexander trying to set up for the lumbar check. Kingston counters and a super kick.
From Shelton Benjamin.
Benjamin caught up in the...
Go, Shelton Benjamin.
Caught up by Kofi. Oh! Kick right to the face. Oh, trouble in paradise.
Quick tag. Tag made to Xavier Woods. Who's up top?
And now the setup by Kofi off the top. Ooh. Daybreak! Daybreak!
Cover.
The New Day retain. The New Day is going to Survivor Series.
Who are your winners? And still, the Raw Tag Team Champions, the New Day!
That is what Monday Night Raw is all about. One hell of a match. Team Raw race to the outside.
Team Raw from the Survivor Series versus... Retribution.
T-Bar and Mace trying to take Keith Lee out of the equation.
You know, that group. The names are whack. The gimmick is whack. It's just a whole whack-ass gimmick.
Lee sending Keith Lee into our desk.
Keith, watch out. They're coming.
That just about uprooted the entire announce desk with the impact.
Keith Lee is hurt.
A broken! There you go, Ali!
Now Team Raw's working together.
Boom! Yeah! Let's go, Keith.
Sheamus tags himself in.
We've seen this before.
It's okay. It's okay. Keith took a big hit. Sheamus took him. No! Uh-oh. No, no. Run.
Could the self-destruct be happening?
Okay, let's go. Hit him. Let's finish this match.
Braun Strowman.
Oh, no.
For the running power slam.
This match is really meant to put in the inner team turmoil and Team Raw. For the guy side, we got AJ Styles, the supposed team captain on the outside doing commentary. We got Keith Lee in the ring, Braun Strowman, Matt Riddle, just a whole bunch of cluster mess going on here. Wasn't really feeling this match, but I'm interested to see the Survivor Series match between Team SmackDown and Team Raw. Retribution gets the win here. I'm going to give this match one and a half stars. I just don't like Retribution.
I hate to say it, but Ali's prophecy was realized. He said all Retribution would do is stand back and watch Team Raw fall. That's exactly what happened.
And the self-proclaimed captain is beside himself.
As far as he should be. This is a terrible sign for Survivor Series.
This is catastrophic.
It is, and AJ Styles, he's about to not handle this in the best way. I don't blame Morrison.
Next up, we have Bray Wyatt, not the Fiend. Just Bray Wyatt versus
to the
Miz.
Of Wyatt?
My gosh.
Well, I like this match a lot. This was a really good match for what it was. The Miz, he's kind of grown on me as this little chicken shit heel that just gets away with everything, but he always gets beat. Shout out to the Miz. I like his character. Bray Wyatt here is looking like a beast. I like the three faces of Bray. Kind of like the three faces of Foley we had back in the day.
Sister Abigail.
One of the best things going in WWE, especially for 2020. I like the chemistry that these two have. I like the ending to the match. Miz goes for one of his trademark moves. Get caught with the Sister Abigail. Good night, Miz. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Your winner, Bray Wyatt.
Alexa Bliss's face. This bizarre connection between Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt is unnerving.
So we've never seen Bliss step up in defense of Wyatt that way. Be that protective of Bray.
Oh, she... she was absolutely, I mean, doing her best to protect the prize. I mean, she is obsessed with Bray Wyatt.
Obsession might be putting it mildly, Joe. Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss highly pleased with the outcome of this match. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
The Fiend.
Main event of the night, we had the WWE Championship match between champion Randy Orton, challenger Drew McIntyre. All the stakes are on the line here. Well, I like this match a lot here. A lot of hard-hitting action here. Randy Orton showing why he's one of the best heels in the business. Drew McIntyre showing why he's been the face of WWE Raw all year long. These two finally put on the match I felt like we deserved that they could have. They got plenty of time on Raw. They got about a half hour to go at it. I like what these two did. Hard-hitting action, back and forth action, outside of the ring action. You can see why these two are at the top of the card. I love what they do.
Again, just think about all the damage that Orton has inflicted on the lower back of Drew McIntyre. That would not do Drew McIntyre any favor.
And now Orton trying to crawl into the cover to retain the title on a kick out.
Just barely kicking out did Drew McIntyre. And now McIntyre trying to turn
it
around.
There we go. It might be Claymore time.
This is the third time now.
Oh, he's looking for it.
Trying to set up Orton.
Oh, target locked. Here we go. Oh, no! Power slam! Beautiful power slam counter.
My gosh.
Is Drew McIntyre about to fall to the three most dangerous letters in all of sports entertainment?
Here we go.
Time for the RKO. Claymore!
Randy Orton is good,
Claymore!
But not good enough tonight. Drew McIntyre gets Drew the win and becomes the new WWE champion. Title. He goes on to Survivor Series to face Roman Reigns in the champion versus WWE champion match. I'm going to give this 3.5 stars.
McIntyre!
An unbelievably heroic effort.
So I'm loving this theme music, got the old school Survivor Series music in the back here, but this go home episode of Survivor Series, I'm gonna give it 2.5 stars. Really entertaining show. Love the WWE Championship match. Shout out to Drew McIntyre. He deserves that belt back. He should have never lost it, which makes me wonder, why did they even take the belt off of him just for 3 weeks so Randy Orton could be an umpteen time champion? Didn't really get that. Drew McIntyre deserved to have that belt. Can't wait to see it. I was hoping they pushed this feud a little bit further, Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns, but what the hell? Give it to us now. Let's see it. Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, Survivor Series. I can't wait. Team SmackDown, Team Raw. Team SmackDown, Team Raw. Not sure who I really want to win here. I think I'm going to go Team SmackDown. I like Jey Uso and what they've been doing over there on SmackDown. I like the inter-team turmoil they have on Team Raw. Can't wait to see what happens with that match at Survivor Series. Really, really sick of how they're using my girl Asuka. What's going on with her? It's like she might as well not even have a belt, not even be a champion. They're just misusing the hell out of her. I don't care about Lana. I'm tired of seeing Nia Jax put her through the table. 9, 10, 11, 12. Who gives a damn? It's old. I'm over it. Who cares? Can't wait to see the Hurt Biz versus the New Day one more time. These two teams put on phenomenal matches. I like the chemistry. I like the athleticism. I like what both of them do. New Day are really, really good faces. The Hurt Biz look like the tough guy heels. I like the chemistry. Let's see the Hurt Biz with all the gold for 2021. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the four ideas I'm on shape for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
Coliseum Video presents the WWF Thanksgiving Night Tradition, the Survivor Series video cassette. This is another Coliseum exclusive for your home video collection.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.